One of the first potential obstacles came as a letter from members of Congress asking the eight groups hiring and training navigators to provide detailed information on their activity. Then the Florida Department of Health, citing privacy concerns, said it will not allow navigators to work within its office spaces. Healthy Start Coalition of Orange County's Dawn Stewart says local organizations hiring and training navigators are working through the obstacles.
We will be ready, and we're really looking forward to seeing you on October the 1st.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius in Orlando last week said the Department of Health's position is, quote, a disservice to Florida, and expressed concern over the letters from Congress.
I find it really disturbing that members of Congress would somehow suggest that this is unusual or activity that should not be allowed to go forward.
One day before Sebelius's visit, Governor Rick Scott again raised the privacy issue.
My concern about the navigators is the fact that we don't know how they're going to use the information they're getting from our citizens. We don't know how it's going to be shared. So my biggest concern about the navigators is privacy.
Dawn Stewart says multiple organizations, including the Healthy Start Coalition, have been doing this exact type of work in Florida for years.
We assist families and we ask for Social Security numbers. And to my knowledge, there has not been any problem with that, at least not in Central Florida.
Stewart says Central Florida will have 11 navigators, all with impressive backgrounds. She says they're receiving a high level of training and screening, and information they gather will not be kept by them. Once it's uploaded, it will vanish from their computers. I'm Alicia Mandigo in Orlando.